Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We continue our conversation with actress and director Ileana Douglas.
You know, there's just a non-trusting of something that a woman has written, or a non-trusting of a woman being in charge. And the basis of what those fears are unexplainable to women, you know, because it seems to only happen in the film business. I mean, if you're in if you're a doctor or lawyer, you wouldn't say, know what? I really want a man to be doing my knee operation.
You know, Dr. Douglas, I don't want any part of her. Send me, send me a man. No, you're right. It doesn't happen in medicine. It doesn't happen in finance. It still only happens in acting. And like I said before, one of the industries that's really been progressive in terms of all these social issues is still kind of regressive when it comes to this. And it's true. I mean, you almost get the feeling you're going to go onto Amazon to look for your book and it's going to say, "I Blame Dennis Hopper," written by Ileana Douglas. Yes, she really did write it herself. You know, if I was a woman, I would be so pissed off. Let me just tell you that. But it's men. Men have self-esteem issues. I'm a man. Let me tell you that as well. So it's just the way it is.
Yes. And I think that one of the current things that has happened, which, you know, we'll see if it's successful or not, is that I think that younger women have found, the way to get attention is, you know, sex sells, and to go in that direction, which is sort of interesting because, again, we talk about this on the show, something Mae West was already doing back in vaudeville. She was, you know, arrested in 1926 for her play called Sex. And, you know, she was very, very provocative. But what's interesting what happened to Mae West is that once she got too powerful, once she saved Paramount, you know, they started clamping down on her. They took her power away. They started censoring her. It became more and more difficult for her to work, and she kind of got fed up. I wonder, just as an actress myself, you know, when you start out at a young age going specifically in a direction where you're saying, you know, sex sells, and going in that direction, it does become a little bit harder to be then taken seriously as, well, now I want to be going to politics, or now I want to be an ambassador.
Yeah, I could see that. Yes. You bring up IMDb. I printed yours out. First of all, it's so big, you need to kill a tree just to print your IMDb. And it's funny, like, you turn up like on all different things. The other night, I'm home late. I'm done doing some work from the show. I throw in a DVD of the Larry Sanders Show, and it's like, oh my God, it's Ileana Douglas. She's coming on the show this week. And, you know, so you're like, you're all over the place. Tell me, we got time for one more question. Tell me some of the roles that you've played that stand out in your mind.
Well, of course, that was a highlight for me. That was being on the Larry Sanders Show, just because, you know, in terms of the improvisation and Gary's guidance, and really, you know, he's saying to me, you know, you're a writer, you should be writing. Mm-hmm. And no one had ever said that to me. I just thought it was funny and occasionally would add a good joke. But, you know, I really sort of started my writing career after being on that show, and kind of I thought it had that perfect mix of comedy and pathos. But Grace of My Heart, which is a collaboration with Al Sanders, you know, is a favorite of mine. To Die For, of course, is a favorite film. And I love working with Terry Zwigoff on Ghost World. I've had, like, great experiences. I mean, again, I wrote about this in my book. For me, it's just really been this interesting journey of wanting to be in show business. And I just love working, and I love these different experiences. You know, I'm moving into doing more writing and directing these days, just because, again, as an actress, it becomes harder and harder to find roles. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, I have such a strong voice that there's not a lot you can do with, like, three scenes playing the angry boss. You know, I was like, okay, I can't get any of my social opinions in here. And so that's why I started writing so much, because, you know, our time here is so limited, and I want to do something that's important, and I want, you know, and I love these issues, you know, and the fact that Turner has given me this platform in women in film to talk about, you know, women's films and actresses. I think it's so important. And I also have films, you know, that I want to make myself.
Sure.
So I'm working on those.
Well, with the book, don't forget about the book. Now, Ileana mentioned that it comes out November 3rd. I Blame Dennis Hopper. And yes, Ileana wrote the book. And don't forget that also. It is a great way to bring attention to an extremely necessary subject. Trailblazing women, actresses who made a difference. 40 films Tuesdays and Thursdays in October on TCM, Turner Classic Movies. Ileana Douglas, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks, Ed.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Oh, America Weekend.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.